Hola, hola, meses de embarazes. This is the Mess to Badass podcast, a safe space where we will talk about turning your struggles into superpowers and the journey from being a mess and becoming a badass. This podcast is all about being imperfect, messy, human, and just being you. I am Pam, a creative consultant and founder of Embrace the Mess. Just a heads up, this podcast is unedited, bilingual, and there will be some cursing. So get ready to go from mess to badass. In today's episode, we are talking to my friend and messy business bestie, Shaina, the founder of Aura Aesthetic. Hi, Shaina. How are you today?
I am doing great. Actually, that's kind of a lie. I had a really crazy morning, but I am doing good now. I'm glad to be here.
Yay. Thank you so much. So first of all, why are you having a crazy day? What's going on?
Well, I don't normally like get dressed up. I'm usually like in my jammies, hair a mess. So I was like, I have this podcast today. I was trying to look my best. I work from home. I have a toddler. So your classic definition of messy. Yeah.
I love it. That's perfect. The whole idea is to, you know, be unedited and just roll with the punches. So it's part of the mess to badass journey. So don't even worry about it. But why don't you tell us something about yourself? So what do you do, where we can find you, and then we'll talk a little bit more about your journey.
Yeah. So my name is Shaina. I am the founder of Aura Aesthetic and a lot of other businesses over the many years. But right now, this is what I'm doing. And I've taken my love and knowledge for human design and the women's health and put them together to create a guide for women to be able to have content that speaks to them, speaks to their audience through their, you know, own special and unique energy. So all the information comes from their human design chart, which is a combination of systems. So astrology, I Ching, quantum mechanics, the tree of life, the chakra system. So it's very dense. It's got a lot that goes onto it, but you don't need to know any of that stuff to benefit. You just simply go into the membership that I currently offer and you get your guide and you don't have to know anything about that stuff. You just get your specific topics and prompts so that you can create content.
Amazing. Thank you for all the information. And I can tell you, as one of your founding members, I absolutely love your content calendar, content, whatever you want
to call it, a guide,
whatever you want to call it. It's so cool because I have like this phobia with social media because I get super like tons of anxiety, and going through your guide, it has made it so simple in understanding that I don't have to go through like Instagram or TikTok, that there are other ways to still promote your business and not having to do it through all the social medias that society keeps telling us to do. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think that having something that's customized to you is great, but also the fact, like you were just saying, some people don't like being on social media. So I tried to make it so that you can use this to create content for your emails or for what all of your marketing, right? Podcast episodes, blog posts, whatever it is that you're most comfortable being on, that's where you should be, right? So, and also we get so much generic information and these generic templates that just don't speak to who we are.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So we can talk more about your membership and everything. But right now, why don't we talk about your journey? So as you know, this podcast is all about being a mess and becoming a badass. So let's start with some questions. And I know that I gave you a little bit of a heads up, so you know what you're getting. So tell me, when did you feel the messiest as a person? Besides today.
I always feel messy as a person. Every day I feel messy. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I understand, how I work and how I operate in the world. And it took me a long time to get there to figure out what was best for me and how to step into that power and be okay with being messy sometimes and just not striving for perfection, but just striving to be me every day.
I love that. Just for what is it? What's that quote? Progress over perfection. Yeah, so I love it. And I think that's why you and I get along so well, because we know we're messy, but we just, embrace it and try to be the best badass we can. So do you consider yourself, with that said, do you consider yourself a messy entrepreneur? And if you do, tell us why. And also, what is a messy entrepreneur for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think a messy entrepreneur is somebody, it's the opposite of what you see on Instagram, right? You see all of these people and their success, but they don't really talk about their struggles, or sometimes they're faking it till they're making it, right? And I think being a messy entrepreneur is just embracing the fact that things are not going to always be okay. You're not going to wake up every morning and be pumped and ready to work. There's going to be times where you don't want to do anything. I just went through several months of just being in a funk, not being motivated. Like, that's okay though. It gave me time to find some inspiration, to get some clarity around what I was doing. And in the past, I used to rush things because I wanted to make it happen. And so, whatever idea I had, I didn't have maybe the proper resources for it or clarity around what I wanted to do, and I would just rush it, and it would morph into a completely different business or idea that I didn't even want in the first place. And that's why it didn't work. So I've learned to just listen to myself, listen to my body, and just take my time, be patient, and let things happen when they're supposed to happen. And I think that that's been my biggest lesson in being messy.
Oh, I love that. And I love that you incorporated listening to your body, listening to pretty much everything that's going on with you, especially because, as you know, I have also gone through those funks and they can take a lot of you. So it's pretty intense.
They
So
can take a long time too. But
yes.
I think it's really good also not to just, understand yourself, but also have friends and people behind you that can help you get out of those funks, and support you. Right. Even though you're in a funk, they're not trying to pressure you, but just being there, sitting with you, loving on you. Like, I think it's really important to have that community.
Yes, and it's really important to have a messy bestie. So obviously you're a messy entrepreneur, and I love that you're that, because I feel like that's why we connect so well together. But now, because you have been messy, I want you to tell me about a shitty decision that you have made in your business, and what have you learned from it?
Which business? I mean, there's so
Okay, you
many
can tell us
bad
all of them.
decisions. I don't look at anything as a bad decision because it's all led me to where I am today, which has been the most successful and the most happiest I've ever been in my business. And so I don't look at any decision as a bad decision. It's just something that sort of led me on this path to where I am today. So, but I would say the biggest mistake I probably made was in 2019, I wanted to open my own shop. I wanted a wellness shop for women. I was very passionate about women's health because that's what I went to school for. I went to school for naturopathy, and all because of my own health journey. And I wanted to help other women learn about their bodies because, like, shit, we don't know shit about our bodies. So, I wanted to start this business, and I was like, okay, I'm feeling like I shouldn't do this right now. Like, I just don't feel okay with it. And my husband, who, God bless him, he's a saint, but like, he's so supportive sometimes, but it can be to my detriment, right? So he's like pushing me. He's like, no, this is, you're just, having some fears. It's okay. And I'm like, maybe he's right. Like, he's like, you should do this. I'm here for you. Like, I support you. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And maybe it is, I'm just me being fearful because I've not succeeded in the past, and this is a big step for me in business. I never had my own place, paid rent, all the stuff, buy inventory. And but something was really telling me, like, don't do this. And I just chalked it up as like, oh, it's just my fear, right? And so the place was supposed to be ready in October 2019, and the contractors were dragging their feet. They were like taking forever to fix the things that needed to be fixed in this older building, right? It was downtown Savannah, Georgia. And so that December, I find out I'm having a baby. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have a baby and a new shop, and how am I gonna run this with a whole baby? But we'll figure it out, I guess. And then February, everything's done. I open my doors. March 2020, COVID is like full force and the city shuts down. I have to shut down my business. It's not at all set up for online. So I'm like, what do? I still have to pay rent. I still have to, like, I'm not making any sales. I have to restart all over whenever the city opens back up, you know. And it was just, I was like, damn, this sucks. And I think I spent, 2 years having this business. Now, I will say it was so much fun to do this with my family. Like, we set everything up, we made it look beautiful, we worked together, we would like go out, and my husband would get fun, like different lunches from different restaurants around the city. And like, it was a really great experience with my family, and I enjoyed it. But as far as like, was it successful? Absolutely not. Because it just started off on the wrong foot. And I think the biggest mistake was me not listening to my gut and just sort of talking myself into something that I knew I wasn't ready for. And I just had this instinct that was like, don't do it. And I didn't listen. So that would be probably one of my biggest mistakes. But there's been many.
Okay, well, just so you know, you can totally swear. Just as a heads up, I noticed a little bit of hesitance, and I don't know if it's because of
I
the
did say shit a couple times, so I was
okay. Okay, yes, swear as much as you want, as you can and you want. So a couple of things that I wanted to follow up with what you mentioned. First of all, is your gut instinct. You know, like we all have this little thing that sometimes we know that we shouldn't do something, but because we doubt ourselves, we just don't listen. But do you think that this gut feeling that you were having to the store, it's because it was trying to like let you know that it's not the right timing? It was trying to give a heads up, like, fuck, you know, like the pandemic is coming, like don't do it. And do you and to follow up that is, do you think that with everything that you have learned in with this gut instinct, like now you know how to listen to it, and it was that your lesson in this whole situation?
Yeah, so without getting too into deep into what human design is, I had already been in my experiment or experimenting with the system for several years. And so
He's having a blast.
he's so excited right now. Yeah, Bluey's on, he's like but yeah, so I guess the biggest thing for me was I was in this experiment with my human design, and human design is really all about how you operate in the world and how you make decisions, right? And a big part of it is trusting your inner authority. Everybody has a different one, and mine is my sacral. That's my gut feeling. And so sometimes with our authority, it can be really confusing. Like, is this coming from a place of fear, or is this coming from my actual authority that's trying to tell me don't do this, right? It's hard to know the difference, but I think that after that experience and, really trusting in my design a little bit more, I was able to distinguish between those two, right? Like, what's fear and what's not. And I think when something is telling you, like, you just feel like don't do this, or do it, run with it, go with it, then, and there's nothing else involved, no excuses, no talking yourself into it, no like questioning it. It just feels like that's right. Then that's your authority speaking to you. If you have to question yourself, if you have to like ask your friends and your family, like, should I be doing this? And then that's fear, right? Like, that's where it's coming from. And so I think for me, it was a little bit of both with starting a business like that, because like I said, it's a big undertaking to have to put out so much money, and I have a family, and I don't want to do something that would hurt us financially, and I didn't want to make a mistake, but I didn't want to give up on my dream either. And so it felt like, I don't know, at that time, yeah, I think I was struggling with what the difference was, but it has definitely helped me to understand the difference between the two.
Oh, that's amazing. I love hearing that. So, from what I'm hearing, and I know that you're trying to teach me also human design so I can understand it better, but so authority is going to be your fuck yeses, and then fear is going to be your fuck noes. And I think that right now, you and I have been in this journey of like, we're starting to understand our authority, and we know that our fuck yeses are coming, and that's why we're doing the things that we're doing right now. That's how you are able to do the cosmic content, and this is why we are here with, you know, Mess to Badass podcast.
Yeah, and I mean, it's your authority will give you a fuck yes or a fuck no, right? But like,
this is being a mom and an entrepreneur. It's all good.
Messy entrepreneur. But you know, that the fear is where confusion sets in, right? And we get into our heads a lot and start questioning everything that we're doing. It's so funny because it's like you can talk to a friend and you can help them with something and know clearly, like, oh, this is what you should be doing. When it comes to ourselves, it's like we don't know, right? We're like, we get stuck. We're like, wait, is that the right thing for me to do? And you know, so get out of your head is like the biggest thing I've learned. Like, don't even go in there. Don't even go into that space.
Like, don't listen to the bitch in your head. Now, to just like close up this little, you know, like your shitty decision moment, you mentioned that you started a business with your family, and I know how close and tight you are with your family. You guys do everything together, and I absolutely love it. So tell me, because I have, my brother has a business with my parents, and it's a shit show. Not in a bad way, but I know that like decisions can be really intense, like temperaments and, you know, all that stuff, like the back and forth. So tell me, what was your experience with your kids? Because I know that your kids are super artistic. With the baby, how was that? And then having your husband. So the whole interaction.
Yeah, for me, it was good. I mean, I enjoy being with my family. I enjoy spending time with my family. And any way that we can do that, especially if we're working together, like, it's always a good time for me. I think it's because of the dynamic in our household is pretty much the same. I'm pretty much the boss of the house. So it's like, you know, at work, if they're working for me, they know that I'm sort of managing everything. And, you know, I'm the director. I'm just telling everybody kind of what their role is and what I expect of them. And they just do it, you know, if that's what they want to do. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to, right? But I think it was just really fun for us. The kids always loved coming to the shop. They were like, you know, be like, you want to come to the shop today? They're like, yeah. Or like, you know, my oldest daughter, I was like, if you work at the shop for like a month and a half, you know, I will buy you a car, you know? So like, she was like, hell yeah, I'm going to take you up on that offer. Right. So it's been a good way for them to be able to earn stuff, you know, by helping out and helping the family business. But I would say with a baby, it was very difficult. And the good thing was my kids were out of school. They were doing virtual school because of COVID. So my daughter was able to go to the shop and work. And while it was, you know, she had slow time, she would do all her schoolwork and all that kind of stuff. So I was able to go on the weekends where my husband would be home from work and take care of the baby, because it got to be a lot. So I think it's not something that I was expecting at all. I had been infertile for 12 years. And so all of a sudden it was like, I really thought like, my kids are getting older. Like, I'm ready to start this big business. I'm ready to just like, I started like on this health kick. I was losing weight. Like, my life was just like amazing. And then I'm like, of course I lose 20 pounds and then I'm pregnant, right? Like, of course that would happen right when I'm starting a business and losing weight. And, you know, but like, he's amazing and I love having him in my life. I can't ever imagine what life was like without him. So it's like, I don't know. I didn't feel bad when I decided to close that business down, because he was just getting older. And, you know, as you know, toddlers, they run around, they crawl on everything, they touch everything. Like, at that point when he started getting mobile, I was like, yeah, I can't have him in here. He was like the little mascot though for a little while. Like, you know, I'd hold him up in the store window, like, come here, <I'm the> baby.
Instead of the signs, you had the baby.
Yeah, we were flipping him.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love the whole dynamic that you have with your family. And obviously I love your baby and having him as a guest also as part of this podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah. He is a Leo, so they like a lot of attention. You know, it has to be all about them, right?
Of course, and we know that he definitely needs attention. So now moving to the part of, so we have spoken about your messy journey. So now let's move into your badass aspect. For those who don't know, I have a badass quiz. So I do ask my guest to take the quiz prior to meeting. That way we can talk about what type of badass they are. So Shaina, you took the quiz. Tell us what was the answer. Which type of badass are you?
I am the I do what I want badass. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Was that accurate?
Yes, I always do what I want. And I say, I tell my husband that all the time, actually. That's like, he's like, whatever. I'm like, I do what I want. Yeah, I say that all the time. So as soon as I read that, it just made me laugh. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Well, we know that you are the boss, obviously. So of course you have to do whatever you want, and people have to do what you say. So it makes total sense. So now that we're talking about badasses, what does it mean to be a badass for you? And do you consider yourself one?
I think being a badass is just like having confidence, right? Like having confidence in what you're putting out into the world and feeling like you don't have to fit into any kind of mold, right? Like you are your, like you understand your own unique value in the world. And I think being a badass is being able to have the confidence to show that and not care what other people are going to think or what they're going to say. I mean, I still struggle with this all the time. You know, it's like, are people going to like what I'm doing? Are they going to like me? Are they going to understand what I'm trying to do? And I think in my journey to badassery, it's like I've stopped really caring about those things too much. And when I get those thoughts in my head, I just kind of push them to the side because it's like, it doesn't matter. Like if it fails, then it fucking fails. Like it's not like I haven't failed before, you know. I'm not going to die. Like I still have food on the table. I still have a roof over my head. I still have a wonderful family. I still have so much good in my life that it's not going to tear me down if something I try doesn't work. And I think being a badass is having the confidence to fail and fuck up so many times and get back up and say, that's okay. I'm gonna do it again. Like I'm gonna try it again, even though I might fuck up. Like I'm still gonna try this. And that's something that, you know, failure has held me back before, but I learned a lot about, you know, looking at failures. I say it's like the peanut butter to success's jelly. It's like you need both, right? Like you can't have success if you haven't had failures. And you know, there it's just it is what it is. So if you look at it as just a necessary step in your journey to success and badassery, then failure doesn't feel so bad.
I love that answer, especially because it aligns completely with what you and I believe, especially the whole embrace the mess. You know, like that whole aspect is like fail, fuck up, get up, learn from it. And if you keep doing the same mistake, it's because the universe or your God, your authority is trying to tell you something. So I absolutely love it. And I totally think that you're a badass because of all the shit that you have done and all the things that I see that you do on a daily basis. So kudos to you for being being an awesome badass. So now that we know that you have been a mess, you have made shitty decisions, you are a badass, and you're in the constant journey of being this amazing badass and amazing mom and all that stuff. Have you ever felt lonely in the journey of, starting all these businesses? And do you think I talk a lot about being having a messy bestie. So let's talk about how lonely it can be to have a business, and then we can transition to a messy bestie and what is it?
Yeah, so for me, yes, it can be very lonely. Like I said, my husband's super supportive and he does whatever he can to help me. He does a lot of like programming and data entry stuff for me.
Oh.
So good. And But he also, at the same time, like, it's not the things that I'm doing aren't his passion, and they're not things that he's super well versed in. He's not an entrepreneur. He has had the same job. We still live in Virginia. He had the same job for 10 years. We moved. He's had the same job since we moved here 6 years ago. So it's like he goes somewhere and he does really well and he does a good job, but he's not entrepreneurial. He's not the type that's like, oh, I'm gonna go start a business and I have this idea and that idea. And so we don't relate in that aspect. And so while he can help me with anything I need, it's like, and the kids can, help me with things as well, because they're, interested in what I'm doing, but it's like they're not always home. They have school, they have work, and this one over here is my little coworker. Like, he drives me nuts all day. But it can be very, very lonely when you don't have someone that can relate to you on the same level of trying to bring your passion into the world. And like, being an entrepreneur is a different animal than having a career or working at a job. It's just so different. And when you're working from home, especially, and like most of us, that's our goal, is we want to work from home. We want to be able to have more time with our families and for the things that we love. And we think, if I work from home, I can do that and have that freedom. But then you like look around and you're like, I don't have anybody that can, test this email out for me, or someone who can like help me like look at my website and say, does that make sense? Or just put a second pair of eyes on something, like, is this spelled right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and
I love his smile, like his laugh.
sometimes it's like all about, like, even though you as an entrepreneur, you don't want that 9 to 5, right? You good? I'm as an entrepreneur, like, we don't want to work that 9 to 5, right? Like, that's not our goal. But there's some things that I miss about that. I used to work in restaurants, and I used to work in like office jobs where you would get to know other people and work with them, and it was fun, and they would help you get work done, and things just move faster with them, right? So
Yeah, so I mean, definitely, you and I have had these conversations multiple times about how lonely it can be. And we have a couple of friends that we know that have mentioned the same thing over and over, how lonely it can be. I mean, sometimes you just need a shoulder to cry on, or a screen to, like cry to. And I know that I have done that to you many times. So it's really important to have that person that just backs you up. Like, everybody, I don't know if you had a work wife or a work husband. Like, we all have that person when we are in a corporate job where we know that we can gossip, that will keep track of us, like not being hung hangry of doing all that stuff, checking on our jobs, making sure that we're just getting all the shit that needs to get done. And as an entrepreneur, we obviously cannot have any of that stuff, which is why I talk a lot about being a messy bestie or having a messy bestie. And for me, a messy bestie is your ride or die while you're an entrepreneur. Having that person that supports you. I mean, you and I love to co-work, and I feel like that has been a huge support for each other and like a type of motivation, because we keep each other accountable and we have become messy besties. And I mean, at least I consider you my messy bestie. So tell me, do you have a messy bestie? And as an entrepreneur, do you think we should all have one?
yeah, I mean, I definitely consider you one of my messy besties. And I have a few, right? I have certain people that I go to for certain reasons, where we can support each other in our own unique ways. And so, I have a networking group with a friend of mine. I have, I do a lot of co-working with you, where I'm able to get a lot more done because I have somebody there to help keep me focused and to help me move things along quickly. I have just friends that I've known for a while now that, when I'm having a tough time with whatever, I can just call them and say, I'm having a tough time, right? Like it's not, I don't want to talk about work, but I want to talk about work, you know, like I want to talk about the shitty part of work, but I don't want to do anything. So yeah, I think it's so important to have somebody or have many people in your corner that you can rely on that, you know, can make this whole journey less lonely. I think when I had like a physical location and I was working with my family, I didn't feel lonely in that business. But now that I work from home and I'm doing digital, you know, products and stuff like that, yeah, it was hard. And then there's sometimes where you make friends with people, especially if you're working from home, you meet a lot of people online on different social media apps, and those friendships just don't work out. And so that can be really disheartening too, trying to manage these relationships with people. In a world where you already feel really lonely and trying to get to know these strangers, right? So feeling like really protective over your emotions and not letting any failed relationships get you down and discourage you from what you're trying to do. So I mean, yeah, it can be hard, it can be lonely, but I think I found some really good people to be on my side. So I'm good over here. Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely love hearing that, and I love being part of your badass baddies group, your messy baddies. So thank you so much for being part of my group also of, you know, messy besties. So now that we have talked about your journey, oh, you know, your messy parts of like being an what is it, a serious entrepreneur that has had many failures. As an entrepreneur and also as an employee, you have become a mom. You're just like everything. You're just as bad as like you're the poster child of everything that we go through as entrepreneurs. And now you're still a badass. You have learned how to listen to your authority, to your God. You have learned how to figure out to work being a mom, and finally have gotten this amazing business of Auras or aesthetic. So tell us about it. I know that you have a membership, so talk to us of what is the offer, what do you have right now, and then after that I can let you be free and hang out with my little buddy.
Yeah, so Aura Aesthetic is a membership. There's the Cosmic Content membership. It's only $9 a month. I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about it. And she was telling me how she wished that I had done this months ago, which I was like, damn, that's when I was in my funk. I could have had this done. But she had spent, you know, a couple thousand dollars on a program. That didn't help her. And then she wasn't able to get her money back. She had like a family emergency and some other things. And so they weren't willing to work with her. And I feel like a lot of people out there have wasted money on programs or coaching that's very expensive. And I think we kind of live in this culture now where there's this idea that if you're not charging a shit ton of money, then you know you don't know your worth and et cetera, et cetera. And I think we also have this conditioned belief where if someone costs $50,000, they must be fucking amazing, right? And then you pay that money and you're like, what the fuck? Like I could have Googled all of this, right? Like I could have just gone on Google school and learned all this myself. Or, you know, and sometimes it does work. Sometimes they are worth it, but like are we gonna just go out here and, you know, spend all of our money trying to figure that out? So I really wanted to make something that was super affordable that gave a lot of value. You know, I'm tired of seeing people getting taken advantage of, and I'm tired of people getting, you know, told that, oh, you need to do things this way, right? We're all different and we all have a specific message that we're here to deliver. And I think that the way that I've set up the membership is that you get every 4 weeks a content guide that is customized to you, so to your human design. It's related to the gates in human design, which are basically there's a gate in each planet. So it all kind of relates to the days of the week and the flavor of that planet and your specific gate. that is within that planet. So when you should be posting things, and I don't want to say should, but when I suggest you would want to post certain topics, and things like that. And they, again, they're all based on you. So if you really want to show up authentically online, and you're struggling with content ideas, this is going to help you do that. Now, it doesn't just have to be social media. It can be email, it can be podcasts, blogs, like I mentioned earlier, because you know it, what matters most is that you're in places and spaces that feel comfortable for you. I know a lot of people say you need to go where your audience is, but you know, at the end of the day, if you're where you're most comfortable and you're just being yourself, you're going to attract the right people to you. And so just do what feels good, you know. And that's how I wanted it to be set up. Also, I've set it up so that you can, you know, batch create everything at once, or you can just use it as you're inspired to use it. So it works the way that you do. We don't all like to batch create. We don't all like to just, you know, post daily. So it's up to you how you want to use it. It's affordable. It's brings you a lot of value, I think. And I'm really proud of it. It's something that I created for myself, honestly. When I was struggling with, you know, content and things like that. So I started creating these guides for myself. And I thought, wow, this could be really great for everybody. And I figured out a way that people can get it instantly. So it was a lot of work. A lot for my husband. But yeah. But you know, it's something I'm really proud of. And I think that it's going to help a lot of people to craft marketing messages and copy that is going to really speak to their audience. And also, you'll never run out of ideas on what to post. And so I'm super excited to have this out here for people. I just want to get it in front of as many people as I can.
I love that. I thank you for that, and thank you for creating this, because I can tell you that as soon as I got my content calendar, my cosmic content, I felt so aligned, especially Wednesdays. See, now my babies are starting. Especially Wednesdays, where I feel like it just spoke to me because of who I am. So now I know that, you know, everything I do, it has to be launched on Wednesdays because of my human design and because of the cosmic content. But Shayna, thank you so much for being part of this. Thank you to your baby for also being part of this and giving us amazing laughs and screams and just like making it real, you know, because that's what we're all about here at Mess to Badass, being real imperfect and just, you know, a little bit of messy. So everybody that's there listening, you know, follow Shayna. Check out her website, check out everything that she does, because I feel like she's amazing. And she also has a little TikTok with her baby. So check that out, because both of them are a cutie patooties. And that is it. Thank you, everybody. And we'll talk soon. Thank you, Shayna.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Messes and Badasses, for listening to today's episode. Check the show notes for any updates, and don't forget to subscribe to the show and share it. Have an amazing day, and don't forget to see failures as opportunities to start over and better. Bye!